Are we ready to record? There we go. We are recording. It is, what day is it today? Triumph Tuesday. What time is it? Say.
Triumph Tuesday.
That's what I thought I said. Triumph Tuesday.
You said trending.
I think I said trending, then I thought I said triumph. But anywho, good evening, everyone. It is 6:34 Eastern Standard Time, September 12th. This is Carol Sue, aka Nani Boss Live with two
sisters. Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0, on this Triumph Tuesday, September 12th. It's been quite a while. We have been busy bees between traveling, different projects that have come up, and sorts of things like that. But you know, here we are back, and you know, we have so much to fill you in on, but of course we want to yesterday, obviously, as we know, was the 22nd anniversary of 9/11. And just a day, of course, we never, ever will forget. We all remember exactly where we were in time, what we were doing. And to think that, for instance, Ryan Scott, and of course, your children as well, can say 22 years ago.
It's mind blowing when you think of it, because you look at, I mean, obviously, if people had time, they were, you know, witnessing the memorial services in the different sites of really was an egregious act of violence and this, you know, just things that you would see a movie about and you would never anticipate. And I remember vividly the breaking news that came in. Mm-hmm. And I did not even realize years later that the particular network I was watching, which was ABC, that they actually had that clip that I witnessed. And you don't really think about when you're seeing it live. So what happened, like most of us, you know, if you have the news on, which, you know, we frequently have, you know, you have breaking news. And I was watching whatever, I think that Good Morning America, but whatever the show was. And I apologize, there's a train going by, if you hear that, we got breaking news, and they go live. And I remember, oh my God, John, and I'm yelling at my husband. He's, you know, John's working in his home office and yelling, oh my God, like something's happening in New York. And then now there's coverage of the explosion that already happened. You didn't see the plane going, hitting it at first. And then as they're live and they've got their camera crew there and also different cameras from different angles, you're now witnessing, in which I, along with millions of others, witnessed the second plane actually hitting the second tower. I'll never forget that gut-wrenching sound that coming from my own body. John running out and he said, you know, and I said, oh my God, and realizing what I knew, and I'm trying to like spew it out of my mouth because I was in disbelief. And he's like, it's a rerun. They probably got the clip of the first. I go, and I'm trying to get out. No, this is a second plane. I was already watching it live. And now we're seeing this live, the second plane. And the worry, because, you know, we lived in Massachusetts, finding out obviously that the planes came from Logan, those original planes, or the first couple of planes. And, you know, the rush and the run was on. You know, do you run to the schools to get your kids out of school? You know, are we under attack? Like all those different things, those emotions. And then you hear about other people that you know who knew, people that were there. I have a friend here in Vero Beach that was actually at the Twin Towers on September 1st, 2000, 22 years ago, 10 days prior. And her daughter at the time was 6 years old. And I'm trying to explain to her, you know, the where we just went, there's no more. So, you know, as regular citizens, not having, quote, a personal connection, you only imagine at that point how you feel and how you reflect now into those listening to, you know, the many relatives and grandchildren that never even met these loved ones, as they would read the name. So I'm sure it sparks a lot of emotion for a lot of people, but to witness it live you know, that's something I'll never forget.
Yeah, definitely something I will never forget. Ryan was a freshman in high school, and I was the where I worked in downtown Orlando, I was the first desk like after the reception area that you would walk in. And the one of our delivery guys said, a plane hit a building in downtown New York. I'm like, oh my God. So I was, oh, everyone's like trying. And that's when our, you know, offices just started getting the internet, and it could only be used for business. So of course, everyone was trying to get on. I was the only one out of however 30 people that could get on. So we're all crowded about around our my desk. And then of course we had the conference room. We're like, we had the cable TV. We're like, what are we doing here? Let's go watch the TV. Sure. So we were watching live when it hit, and it's just such a feeling of disbelief. And that's when everyone said, I'm headed home. And then at that point we had just gotten, you know.
Right. And, you know, funny sharing that, you know, like you said, our children 22 years ago, you know, they were in school. And I know for sure that Tina actually witnessed it because her teacher put the TV on in the classroom, and they also witnessed the second plane hitting. So 22 years later, and, you know, really just that profound feeling that, you know, we'll never forget. And I think that feeling really transcended to all Americans, that we will never forget and remember those that were lost and perished. And not only those that lost their lives that day, but a lot of the first responders that have since passed away. And then the number is climbing. It's almost up to, it's getting close to the number that perished that day that were exposed to asbestos and some other things. So it's an ongoing feeling. And I hope our country never forgets. But it is now Triumph Tuesday. We have not been, you know, and I think it's kind of paramount that we get on Triumph Tuesday, because it's been a hard thing to get back on. It's hard to, you know, take that break, get involved with other projects that really needed our care, but still that passion, still that belief system that we had about sharing all things health and wellness had to prevail. And I'm glad that we're doing it today. You know, we're doing it a little bit shorter to really check in with everyone. And we are working on a schedule that we will be more in tune to getting back on track. But we found it necessary just because of the different things that we were involved with. But, you know, Triumph Tuesday is a day of what did you overcome? What did you, you know, what prevailed? What, you know, how did you renegotiate? How did you renavigate? How did you get back on the journey of your health and wellness when you, you know, had a derailment? So you could say in many ways that our podcast was derailed for a certain amount of a few weeks because we were trying to get into place other things that encompass health, wellness, and our passions, and really get, you know, fine tune our schedules. And that's what we're working on. And it's, see, we're showing you that it does happen. No matter how good you plan out, no matter how much you plan, we do get, and I wouldn't, you know, for some, it could be considered a derailment. For others, it's kind of a renavigating, renegotiation. And that's what we're doing. How about you, Jan? What have you, you know, this past couple of weeks, you've been going through some different hills and journeys and kind of a roller coaster ride of renegotiating. So now you're entering back on with me on the podcast on Triumph Tuesday. What are you triumphing over?
Well, I would have to say I'm triumphing over just renavigating my day, which is totally different now. I don't want to get into too much detail and just bore people because it's kind of boring. But I would say that, you know, I feel like I'm finally starting to, that I've triumphed over certain things, and that makes me feel good. I'm still on point with my workouts that I love doing. I was doing it 7 days a week, but then I was like, just like exhausted. So I just go Monday through Friday, and every now and then I'll take like a Wednesday or a Thursday off, but, and I don't feel like, you know, before I would be like, oh my God, I missed a workout. I'm like, whatever, you know, right. My body's telling me I need to rest. So I would have to say I'm triumphing over the little adversities that come up and re-navigating. And I think like I'm finally there. So that's a good thing. Oh, one update on, you know, I know I've been talking a lot about the garden. And I have to say that we have not had a good tomato season, although we've gotten some tomatoes, but we will definitely have a lot of green tomatoes, which we're going to can. But the little critters, I don't know if you remember me telling Jetty and Ray Ray about the turtle. Well, I had gotten a message from one of our neighbors that when they were walking their dog around the circle that they saw a smushed little turtle in front of somebody's house. Oh. So Gary, I just got the message and I told him, so he's going to go over there and see if he can see them. And if he does, you know, navigate them over near to the water, but
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, today is a day where you reflect, you figure out, hey, you know what? I got through a trying time, a trying week, a trying couple weeks, hell, a trying month. You know, we are now almost entering into the, you know, really we are in the, you know, well, actually a couple weeks we'll be in the last quarter, you know, of the year. And the fact that we're still plugging in, that we are still really mindful of our journeys, regardless of the derailments, regardless of the pivots, and regardless that you may have to renegotiate, renavigate, the point is that you show up. You show up for yourself. You say, I'm worth it. I'm going after that goal. I'm going after that health and wellness. And that's the whole point of Triumph Tuesday. And we want to make sure that all of you are still keeping your thought process with Monday Mindset, Triumph Tuesday, Wealth Wellness Wednesday, Trending Thursday, and of course, Fantabulous Friday, where you celebrate yourselves. We promise that we are going to get back on track. And that's our message to all of our viewers and listeners, that we are super pumped and super excited. We're just as excited to share everything all health and wellness. And we wish you a very happy, happy Triumph Tuesday. I'm going to be learning a little bit more about the technology piece to our podcast. So that in itself will be something I will have to triumph over, but I'm determined because we want to stay connected. We still have a lot to give and a lot to share. With that, this is Carol Sue, AKA Naughty Boss, live from a gorgeous evening at Post and Vine, celebrating some girlfriends' birthdays. And I'm with two
sisters. Hey everyone, this is Janice, AKA Wellness Diva 5.0. Triumph Tuesday at night. What are you triumphing over? We would love to hear from you. Go to our website. You know what to do. We shall see you again real soon. Bye for now.
Take care, everyone. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.